Hey, welcome back to the Bible Story Podcast. We had a great summer at Covenant Bay Bible Camp, and we're pretty excited to be back to joining you this fall.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been 2 months.
At least since we've recorded.
Yes.
We are really, as John said, excited to be here. Again, this is John Draber. My name is Braden Poach, and we are the hosts of the Bible Story Podcast. And we work here at Covenant Bay Bible Camp.
Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already done this, subscribe, maybe share this with a friend if you find it helpful, and we're going to dive into our story for today.
All right, so it seems like many of us had an amazing summer, and I bet you some of you are really excited to go back to school or to church or to soccer or baseball or whatever other sports you play and share with your friends all the exciting news that you learned here at summer camp.
Yeah. And I gotta say, summer camp has always been one of my favorite things in life. But then fall hits.
Fall's my favorite thing, but I get what you're saying.
Fall hits, and it's a little bit of a letdown in relation to the exciting fun and joy that we've experienced at summer camp. Or for many of us who have experienced that.
Yeah. So, it's kind of this like life experience. You have a really awesome time here at summer camp, and then you might find your routine is boring, or maybe you don't like going to school 5 days out of the week.
Yes.
You don't have like the freedom to explore, but also there's some other things that happen at summer camp that play a big part into your growth and your excitement and anticipation of summer camp each and every year.
Yeah. And so fall, we kind of find ourselves maybe getting back into a bit of a rut, connecting with some old friends. Maybe those friends are good. Maybe those friends are not so good for us. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, it can be difficult and challenging.
Yeah.
So today we're going to share a little bit about the secret sauce of camp.
That's weird.
It's yes.
not a secret. We're going to share it with them right now. Sorry.
It's a secret sauce.
It's a public sauce.
Only you and I know about it.
Nope. We're going to share it with everybody.
All right.
All right. So, the three ingredients are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should just call it the simple sauce.
Simple sauce?
Yeah.
Mm, the simple secret sauce. I like that.
All right. Is number one, hope.
Yes. We all have hope, and we learned about that hope in the light of Jesus Christ here at summer camp this year.
Yeah.
Second thing is this, friends.
Yeah. And hopefully we all made friends here at summer camp. I know I grew to really enjoy a lot of people this summer, and it's sad to see them go off to new and exciting adventures, and I get to stay here as summer camp gets very quiet and
yes,
cold.
Yes, it is. And the third thing, speaking of friends, is love.
Yeah, and not just loving the people you really get along with, but your community, your neighbors, your church.
So Hebrews 10 Chapter 10, verses 23 and 25 says this: "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." Hebrews 10, verses 23 and 25. So, Braden, I remember as a young camper having the time of my life.
Wow, you guys got to ride dinosaurs,
We did. Dino was what I named my dinosaur. Or Dino?
Creative.
Wow, very creative. Anyway, I had the time of my life. And there were some guys, actually kind of our age, that were connecting with us and mentoring us. And I just thought, they were the coolest people ever.
So what you guys think of us?
Pretty much. I'm convinced of it.
Thanks, guys.
Anyway, I remember going home that fall after having made some really big decisions and saying, this is how I'm going to live my life and for Christ. And I found myself back into some old patterns.
Hmm.
And some of those patterns were really unhealthy. In fact, some of them were just plain sinful.
Hmm.
And I thought this was such a great experience at summer camp. I thought this was more. I thought it was going to have staying power, that it changed my life. And I realized that actually the change comes not at summer camp, but in the struggle after summer camp in the day-to-day routines that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really hard lesson for me.
All right, so the writer of Hebrews, he acknowledges this struggle, saying that it's something that we all go through, and it's not just a season, but it can be an everyday thing. You can struggle in different moments or different minutes even.
Mm-hmm. And if you can relate to this idea of struggle in your faith, trust me, you are not alone.
Yeah.
People of the New Testament struggled. I'm sure even the author of Hebrews struggled at some point.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to struggle. It means you're growing in your faith. You get to experience all those things at summer camp, and then the struggle is, how do you make that change make sense? Mm. How do you walk through life being that changed person?
That's right. So we get some really good advice from the writer of Hebrews in this text that we've read today.
Mm-hmm.
And the first idea is this. Focus on the hope we have in Jesus. Now, there's so many promises that Christ gives us. And when we focus our hope on what Christ has promised and who he is, it really changes our outlook on life completely.
Yeah. And the second bit of advice, and conveniently, the second ingredient in our simple secret sauce.
Simple. Ooh, I like how you caught on to that secret bit.
Yeah. Is meet with friends. Meet with people who can encourage you, but also people who can challenge you, people who you can just have open-ended conversations with, who you can struggle with, and celebrate with.
And, you know, that never, you never grow out of that. Like, I'm as old as the dinosaurs, apparently. I still need friends like Braden to connect with and challenge and encourage me in my faith.
Mm-hmm.
The final thing is this. Acts of love. I don't know if anything changes me more than loving other people well. And I don't mean the romantic, kissy face love.
No.
I mean the sincere brotherly love that we have for our fellow human beings.
John, that's really well said. And you get to love and care for people all around you. That can be your community, your school, your family, people you don't like, people you do like. It's about sharing and spreading God's love to everybody.
Okay, Braden, speaking of friends and acts of love and focusing on the hope we have in Jesus, we have a pretty awesome event coming up.
Yes, we do. We have a youth retreat, and so here is your formal announcement. I feel like I need a that'll do. Your formal announcement that we have a youth retreat coming up November 10th to 12th, 2023. So that's like several months reminder. So write it in your calendar, write it in your parents' calendar, write it on the fridge or on your brother's forehead, and save the date. It's going to be for grades 9 to 12, and there will be more information coming out later, but there is your official
announcement.
Perfect.
Okay, so a quick recap for us today. First thing is, first, we have to focus on the hope we have in Jesus.
Yeah. Second thing, in our super simple secret sauce, I'm adding S's to it, meet with friends who can support you in your faith and challenge you in your faith.
And finally, acts of love. Whether it be loving our neighbor, our friends, or even our enemies, as Jesus commanded us, we need to love. And that not only transforms and impacts the people we're loving, but actually impacts us as well. So we're going to get into some questions. And each time we do this Bible story podcast, there are some questions that you can discuss with the people you're listening with. Perhaps that's a small group or just a group of friends or parents. Regardless, here's the first question that you can discuss. There are a lot of distractions in life. How can you keep your focus on the hope that we all have in Jesus? Hit pause and share.
All right, question number two for all of you to talk about is, Christian friends are super important to our faith. When and where do you think you could get together with some of your Christian friends? Hit pause and discuss.
Question three, what is an act of love that you could do tomorrow? Perhaps it's for a neighbor, community member, or your church. Hit pause and share.
Hey, thank you all for listening. It's really good to be back. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's getting colder and I'm not as much a fan of that, but...
Well, you got your nice, what is it, a cardigan?
It's my party cardi.
Ooh, I like that. I should get one of those.
Yeah.
Consider starting a small group, connecting with some friends on a weekly basis, and perhaps this could be part of your material that you study.
Yeah. We love you guys. We are praying for you, and be sure to pray with one another before you end your time.
Take care.